Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll get to the people. I'd say we'd read the ticket text, but we can't. I mean, if you can clean your language up and calm down, Kenny's happy to read it. But we were just rapping about, like, the celebrities at the convention last night. You'll see celebrities at the convention in a month. Does that really influence people? And then does it make you stop light? Like Jason Aldean, major music artist. You mean to tell me if you don't agree with his politics, you don't listen to his music? That doesn't, I don't get that.
And it doesn't necessarily help. I forget which year it is, excuse me, but they had the vote for
2024.
The vote. No. I know what year this is. The Vote for Change tour that went around to different cities supporting, I believe it was John Kerry. It was REM. It was Springsteen. It was all these people. And he got his ass kicked. And maybe who cares?
Oh, I'm with you. It was funny. I'm like, yeah. Wait, that's Hulk Hogan tearing his shirt off.
I know, exactly.
What the hell are we doing here?
It's Kid Rock doing American Badass.
Let's go to Jerry, 97.1. Jer, how you doing today?
Good. Can I get a good afternoon, gentlemen?
Yes, as long as it won't offend anybody. My goodness.
There we go. Good deal.
What's up?
All right, Mike, I'm going to be quick. You got a couple questions. I got some answers.
Yes.
First thing. You're wondering why people are so twisted about this, bent out of shape. How can you be this upset Friday, 80 degrees, beautiful day? Simple answer to that question is all the people who are this bent out of shape trust the United States government. So that should tell you all you need to know about these people. That's why they're so upset. I don't know how anyone can trust the government, but whatever. Number two, I hate what this does to families every 4 years. I don't know how your guys' families are, but I got one parent voting for one, vote for the other side.
Yeah.
Me and my sister think both of our parents are idiots, and our parents are just because we don't agree with them. So that sucks.
That's awful.
Yeah. But it never used to be as bad as it was.
No,
I think
never,
it's just in the
never,
past.
Ever.
Since
the last
century.
Two elections were like this. Yep.
Yeah, but Jerry,
three actually.
I guess I didn't think about it like that. I just don't. It doesn't get to that level within my family.
No.
And we've got people at both ends of the spectrum.
Sure.
But it just, I'm never going to let that impact how I love a family member. It
no.
just doesn't make sense to me.
Right. No, and nor should you, because you're a level-headed person.
Thank you.
And last but not least, you talked about, like, the celebrities and the endorsements and stuff like that. I think that, I don't know, like, if let's say I'm, like, a mega Hulk Hogan fan, right?
Yeah.
But he endorses Trump. Am I going to turn around and go, well, I'm a Hogan fan, so I'm going to vote for Trump? The average person is going to say one of two things. Well, they're just a celebrity, so what do they know? They're not in real world stuff, which that's a fair one. Mm-hmm. And then if it's like a doctor or a scientist or something, people will just say, oh, well, it's just a doctor or a scientist who was bought and paid for. I don't think it matters who endorses anybody, because the other side is always just going to say, well, this is just so-and-so. So who cares what they're saying? Everyone's so entrenched in their mindset already.
But let me ask you this question. Would you change your entertainment habits based upon who a person endorses?
First of all, hi, Stoney. I don't get to usually talk to you. I'm always on the afternoon, so good to talk to you, bud.
Good to talk to you.
No, I don't think there is this. I was just talking to a coworker about this. I'm a major LeBron flabby. There's no way he could go up to either one of those presidents and say, I'm going to endorse this guy, and I'm going to go, well, the king's picking this guy, so I got to go along with it. Like, what? No, whatever. I don't care what LeBron's politics
are. Right, and you're also not going to stop being a fan because you don't agree with his politics.
No.
Yeah,
right.
It doesn't make sense.
Good. You're making sense.
Not a shot. Have a good day, guys.
Jerry, appreciate it. Like I said, it's reassuring we get a couple of level-headed folks. Yeah. I apologize again. I thought we were going to have fun. We'll go to Scott
in
Waterford.
I'm having fun with this,
Stoney. Stoney, you've chosen violence today. Scotty's in Waterford. He's up next. Hi, Scott. How you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Just a quick observation. You're wondering about why the animosity is there. And what I submit is, look at, it used to be that you would criticize, your opponents were just stupid and wrong. But now, your opponents are part of a deep state conspiracy to destroy our country and enslave its people to a globalist dictatorship. I mean, if you buy into that.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How can you possibly view someone on the other side of the aisle as anything but like an enemy who should be, you know, rounded up and deported?
That's a great point. And again, I mean, Scotty, like, cable news has really ratcheted this up over the last decade on both sides of the aisle.
I was coming from the left there, but you can make the same criticism about the left to a large extent, too. I'm not here to argue.
No, you're good. You're good.
Yeah, my point is just that once you come to that, once you buy into all those conspiracy theories and all that other stuff, there's no way you can just be friends with someone who disagrees with you.
Which is insane to me.
Right.
But I understand your point.
I heard you.
Well, and it's also, too, is like you get people that get so deep into the wormhole. It's almost like they've left the planet on both sides of the aisle. Right. And it's like, what are you upset about?
Sides. Right. Well, because it's how they see their opponents more than how they care about the issues. They you know, their opponents are demons or villains or horrible criminals that should be in jail forever.
Well, and, right. Well, and the problem, I don't want to levy political opinion, but both sides of the aisle have some problems in that arena, and we'll leave it there.
Oh, exactly.
It makes it confusing.
I agree with that completely.
Yeah.
I agree with that completely, but that's why you can't be, you can't just sort of be, it's like that McCain question when he was running against Obama, and a woman got up and asked him, told him, I think he's a Muslim. And McCain said, no, he's a decent, honest family man who I just happen to disagree with on issues. That will never be said again in an American presidential election.
Oh, ever. I hope. John McCain was a great man.
No, Scotty's right, though. Because there's no room for discourse like that now.
Can you imagine Donald Trump saying about any opponent he has ever had, he's a kind, honest, decent man who I just happen to disagree with?
All right, and then go to the other side. I mean, no disrespect, but
it's
ain't
the
like
way too. I'm not trying to.
Right. It ain't like Biden's right throwing here. Bouquets either. It's just both guys. It's like a bar fight, except it's an election.
Yeah, but it's a bar fight between a crazed guy and an old guy who doesn't even remember anything.
Pick your poison. I guess if an apology is required to my listeners, so be it. I choose to find humor because I can poke at both sides, but man, I don't know what to tell you. Like, if you want me to list out issues I agree with on both sides, I'll do it for you. I don't know what to tell you.
No, we don't need to do that.
No, I'm making a point. It's like, gee whiz.
The greatest thing that could have happened out of all this is in the debate when the golf stuff came up and they actually played golf against each other. That would be the funniest freaking sporting event of the century.
Pay-per-view.
Yes.
Let me go to Mike, 97.1. Mike, what's going on, brother? How are you?
Hey, guys. I know, Mike, that you're not a big fan of social media, but I like looking at stuff on Facebook, and I don't do any politics or anything. But, a lot of my friends, I'm sorry to say, I'm a registered Democrat. I'm with you. Some's good, some bad, whatever. But they've just completely deleted me as friends because I provided them with another opinion, and I also included facts, which, I'm a teacher, so that's kind of important that if you're going to say something, try and back it up.
You're a teacher. That means you're a liberal.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I didn't say. I said I'm a registered Democrat.
No, I understand, but, a lot of times people look at teachers in that vein. That's all I'm saying.
No, that's your problem, not mine. So anyway, but that being said,
other people
just gotten out of hand. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's just got out of hand with, now you don't want to be my friend. I live with a registered Republican, and we've just decided not to bother with it anymore. I mean, I'm not going to lose my love life because of two idiots that don't know what to do about running this country.
You're right. Absolutely right.
Give it a break. I mean, go ahead, say your piece. I've done it before, but I just choose not to do it anymore. It's not worth my time.
No,
and this four days with these conventions, can we do it in two?
I know, a month from now, I'm going to pull a host of drops, because that's what we do. We're in the entertainment business, and I'll pull a bunch of drops. They're going to make Biden, if he's still around, look like a fool. And no, Kenny, I didn't mean dead. I meant like he may not be the candidate.
Cleared that up.
Relax. The point I'm making is, like, I don't understand. I got drops for both guys because it's just on surface. It makes me laugh.
The drop tournament is Tuesday. Is there enough we could have one board of political drops?
Thank you, DJ. How is that not funny? It's absurd. It's totally absurd. I love it. I can't help it. All right, look, we tried. We'll get some football in the mix. Can we all agree everybody likes football? Can we agree on that? Thank you.
The left tackle's better than the right tackle.
You son of a...
why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.